Good morning, beloveds, and thank you, Father God, for a new week and a new day. We commit it to you and thank you for your inspiration. Your morning by morning, your mercies be new, Lord, so as to bless us, encourage us and lift up so that we walk in a living reality, in a relationship that is real and stirring and encouraging. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 65, Psalm 95, Psalm 95, verse 1.
Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation.
And basically, this is saying make a joyful noise and, you know, praise God because he's the rock of our salvation. And some translations say because he has saved us. So I just wanted, you know, thinking about being saved and salvation, we need to not just see it as a one-off, you know, 35 years, 10 years, 5 years ago, I gave my life to the Lord. Salvation is actually, Jesus's name means salvation. So salvation is that which we have got in Jesus. It's that all that healing, all that power, all that love. So this needs to be something that we are aware of daily, because again, his mercies are new every morning. So you're not just raving and you're not rejoicing just that you were saved. When you got saved, I mean, that was real. And then your rejoicing was in that you've passed from death into life. But from that moment on, every day is another a step into this great salvation plan God has got for you. In other words, this great destiny, this great healing, this great power, this great presence. And that's what salvation is. It's a being born again, entering into the kingdom, into the presence of the Father and Son, and then as partaking of the name, their name, now getting to know them, because our fellowship is with the Father and Son, you also getting to find yourself, because everything that God reveals to you in the scripture is two-sided. It shows that you've got a good God, it's Abba Father. He's a good God, and then it shows that you are his beloved child. And that's what it's on about, and that's what it's all about. Thinking just on Ephesians 4, verse 10, it says Jesus has been raised to fill all things, So we're with creation, with the created world out there, not speaking about man. He's got a purpose to restore it in every way. And you and me, the children of the living God that has come home, the fullness is so big, guys. You know, we can't just look at Jesus and just see he was a baby. He didn't stay a baby. He then became a young man, and he then became a powerful son led by the Spirit, with mighty power, signs and wonders coming forth from his life. And that's what we need to understand. And that's to fill all things in us, there's always room for improvement. Tomorrow's another day where we're going to enjoy them more. We're going to see ourselves better. And in us finding ourselves in the Lord, we're also finding encouragement for the brothers and sisters out there. As much as you've received, it's also available for people out there. So as you wake up and you rejoice in God's goodness, you've got something to share with someone else out there. So going further, and so he's raised to fill all things. So that's the ultimate purpose. God, everything is being restored in Jesus. He's ruling and reigning till all darkness is crushed under his feet. He's ruling and reigning till his kingdom comes on earth as it is in heaven. He's ruling and reigning to inspire and draw all mankind to him. So we come to him, and then we grow knowledge, being inspired by grace, by his spirit moving upon our spirit. And then it's, and that's why he says as pastors, prophets, the fivefold ministry, to bring us to the unity of the faith, to the knowledge, to prepare us for works of ministry. But what is the ultimate aim? So we all become a true man, the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ. I love that scripture. A true man. So God's picture of man, God's picture for of you is so big and so beautiful. And because it's so big and so beautiful, it's a daily waking up into it. Just like a child growing up with his big daddy and his big daddy having plans for him every day to develop on schedule and be everything he made him to be. So that's how you need to see it. With it's a family business. It's they've done everything, and we can come home now and we can become what that we were made to be. Amen. We're waking up now to true life, not the deception, not the self-righteousness and the unrighteousness, but the righteousness of a good God that's bringing about the rights you have for your journey, for your path, for your destiny, fulfilling and being what he made you to be, fulfilling your purpose, your finding your name, your true name. Amen. So be blessed that you just enjoy your wonderful God, and so let your light shine so that other people can also be encouraged again today. In Jesus' name, amen.